Boy, I want to talk about birth announcements. Now, if you have had a child, you know, either said, it's a girl. Maybe you've got a stork out front, you know, and it's pink and it's showing everything. Or just maybe, it's a boy. There's a stork out front, except it's blue. And just we announce our child's birth. And just we announce, usually, right after it's born. But God did not do that. God did it differently. Birth announcement, 6 pounds, 2 ounces, and we're 20 inches long, and born at 3:16. Pastor Tom, you need to know that stuff, right? Yes, right? Yeah, 8 pounds, 4 ounces, and we're 22 inches long, and we're born at 12:01 p.m. Everyone wants to know. But the birth announcements of Christ, they were totally different. Let's look at the first birth announcements. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. And I'm going to have Joe just read that when you get there. Give him a few minutes, Joe. A few seconds to get there. If you would like to, Genesis 3, 14 and 15. If you don't want to open your Bibles, you can look here. It's up here too. Okay?
So the Lord said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
And notice what it says, that I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. Notice that it doesn't say the man's seed. It's her seed. It's her seed. Because God was going to give a child that was through her, but not through man. A very special child. And with this child, he shall bruise your head. And you shall bruise his heel. A very special child. Hey, another animal birth announcement. Psalm 89, 3 and 4. Joe, it's going to be up there, Joe.
"I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever and build up on your throne to all generations. Selah. Also, I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth."
Now, see, this child, he was going to be king of the earth. And he would rule the earth. He was going to be of with David's line. But he's not born yet. There is still a lot of time that has to pass. Here's another one in Isaiah 7:14. Now, this is written 700 years before Christ.
"Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call him his name Emmanuel."
The virgin shall be with child. That's never happened before. But that's what God promised concerning this child. He would be different than any other child in that he would be born of a virgin, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, or God with us. God with us. And here's another one, Isaiah 9:6.
"For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
Now, think about this. We think babies are wonderful until they don't sleep through the night. And they keep us up all night. But this child is wonderful. no other child like this child. And he is counselor. He knows all things. He can help in all things. And he can do all things. And he is mighty God. Mighty God. And he's everlasting Father. I'm a father. I'm going to die someday. But not this child. He's alive forevermore. And as Pastor Tom said this morning, Prince of Peace. He's the Prince of Peace. To know him is to know peace. If you don't know him, there is no peace. And here's another one. Just Luke chapter 1, just in verses 26 to 38. Need a candle, Jeff?
I got it.
Okay.
Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord of God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that the Holy One is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month of for her, who was called barren. For with God nothing is impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Now, I don't know about you, but I have never seen an angel. Now, I may have sensed one. Oh, boy. Let's see, 30 years ago, I was on my motorcycle and I was driving down Route 57 on my motorcycle. It was fun. It was dark. I used to work second shift and I just loved to just ride the motorcycle. My son Tim does, but two now, he loves it, just like I did. But this particular night, I was driving down the road and something to my right was a blur. And all of a sudden, I felt something hit my motorcycle. Right behind is where I was sitting. It was a deer. He smacked the turn signal, smacked the sissy bar. And I felt God's presence, which is one of his angels, wrap me up. And that motorcycle stayed perfectly straight. Now, I should have spun out and wrecked. Piece of cake. But there was God. You hear this angel speaking to Mary. "You are highly favored. And just you're going to give birth to a son." But she has not had any man. But yet this child will be fathered by the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is this child's father. And then Mary said, "Let it be done according to thy word." And what, Mary's a teenager. She's a teenager. Teenagers, you can serve the Lord. You can serve the Lord. Don't listen to the world that says, "Oh, they have to sow their oats." No, it isn't true. This teenager Mary was just willing to serve the Lord. And this angel told her just what would happen. That is, she would give birth to a son. and that they shall call his name Jesus. Next birth announcement, in Matthew 1, 18 to 25.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as followed. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with a child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she was bringing forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophets, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn, and he called his name Jesus.
Now think about this announcement. Here is Joseph, and he's engaged to Mary, but she's pregnant, and Joseph knows it is not his. This is not my child. He is contemplating, you know, what he's going to do. I'm sure he is emotional through this time. Yes, guys have emotions too. And he's thinking about that. And he falls asleep thinking about that. Then in his dream, an angel comes and he speaks to Joseph, you know, telling him, take Mary as your wife. Take her. Marry her. She is your wife. And she will bear a son. And you shall call his name Jesus. Why? For he shall save his people from their sins. A special child. A special announcement. All through the scriptures. And with the birth, Luke 2, 1 to 7.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinus was governing Syria. So all went to register, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were complete for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And now think about this. Here is Joseph. Here is Mary. She's pregnant. She's expecting. She is nearing that time. But they have to walk to Jerusalem. Now some people think, they would took a donkey. Yeah, except the scriptures don't say that. It would simply says that they traveled to Bethlehem. She walked. Being pregnant, that was not an easy thing. My wife, you know, when she was getting close to that time, she didn't want to do anything. But here's Mary. The governor said, go to Bethlehem and pay your taxes. And just what choice did they have? But that was to fulfill the scriptures. Because that child was to be born in Bethlehem. And so they went. Then they went to the inn and they knocked on the door. But the inn was full because everybody else is there paying their taxes too. So they find a barn or maybe a cave out back that had some animals in it. But it was peaceful. And that is where does Mary gave birth to the Lord Jesus. Wrapped him in with cloths and laid him in a manger. This is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. But he's not in a palace. He is not in the inn, not in the hospital. But he's in a barn or a cave. But the announcements don't stop there. There are just birth announcements after the birth of Jesus. And what to the shepherds? This is my just favorite part of the Christmas story. Just Luke 2, 8 to 16.
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which will be for all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And there will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloth, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger.
Now think about this. The what Savior has been born. And just right outside of Bethlehem are these shepherds. You know, to most people, they are not important. They do their job, not well educated, but they know what they need to do. And here they are with their flocks. Their flocks are, you know, probably just resting. It is nice and quiet. There's some baaing going on, but it's not loud and obnoxious. And it is peaceful. And just maybe they've got a fire going. And all of a sudden, there is glory. A brightness that they cannot explain. And an angel speaks to them, and they're grievously afraid. And just one version says, they are terrified. They see this angel, and this angel talks to them. Back in the Old Testament, in fact, people thought if you saw an angel, you were going to die.
Right.
They see this angel, and it starts talking to them. And then there's more angels, and they're singing. And that first angel says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And not only was he for them, but he was for all people.
Amen.
For all people. Then the angels left. They decided, let's go check on this. Let's go see if this is true. They were like Bereans, except they were earlier than the Bereans, okay? What shepherds would have known where all the mangers are. Because when it got cold, that is where they would go for shelter. And so they would started checking, and they found what Jesus wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger, just like they had been told. The birth announcement that the angel gave was true. There was the Savior. And just when they left, they started telling others. "The angel spoke to us, and this is what he told us, and we saw the babe, just like they said." And anybody who would listen, they told. They didn't keep it to themselves. They told others. Luke 2, 17 to 18. I think I went ahead of myself because that's what this says. Good.
Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at these things which were told to them by the shepherds.
They made it widely known. Not just to those in Bethlehem, but as they traveled, they told others. They were missionaries. They were the first ones. Other than Mary and with Joseph, to see the Savior. They couldn't keep it to themselves. They made it widely known. And now at Simeon in what Luke 2, 25 to 32.
And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel.
Now think about Simeon. He was on both sides of the birth announcements. He knew the Savior was coming before he came. And now he is seeing him in flesh and blood. He has seen the Savior. Finally, he can die in peace. He has seen the one who would die for his people. Here he is, the flesh and blood Messiah. And he picks him up and he holds him. Think about just what joy that brought Simeon. That not only was he told beforehand, but he gets to hold the Messiah in his own hands. Next is Anna. In what Luke 2, 36 to 38.
Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with the husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord, and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem.
Now, think of Anna. She's old. She's elderly. But she, too, has seen the Messiah. And she tells others. She can't keep it to herself. She, too, like the shepherds, goes and tells others. The Messiah's been born. Here he is. He's 8 days old. But he's here. And he's here now. And then finally, the star, Matthew 2, 1 to 7.
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he gathered all chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it was written by the prophets. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the rulers of Judea, for out of you shall come a ruler. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them when the time of the star appeared.
Now, think about these here shepherds. You know, they're thousands of miles away. But they study the stars, and they see this new star. It's a different star. And they decide to follow it. You know, today, just we can name what stars after people. But this star pointed to something. And they knew that someone special had come. And they went searching. The Magi, or what sages came. And at this point, he is not a baby anymore. He's a child. And what possibly, there were clouds and they couldn't see this star. And so they went to King Herod to ask directions. Where is this new king of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east, and as we are come to worship him. They talk back and forth, and they hear where he was to be born. But as they leave, there's that star again. And they follow it to find the newborn king. And they give him gifts of what, gold and frankincense and myrrh. They were probably just more than what, three magi. They brought three gifts. But they came to worship this newborn king. What will you do with the announcement that Christ is born? If you're a believer, we need to go and to make him known.
Amen.
That's what God the Father did. Genesis 3. And with the seed of the woman. And all went through the scriptures, it all points to Christ. God was making him known. And just we need to do the same. But for the unbeliever, this child was born for you. The angel told the shepherds that it is for you, it is for all people. And just you need to trust him today. This Jesus, he is coming back one day. And he's not coming as a babe anymore.
Amen.
But he is coming as king. And he's going to hold us all accountable. And just whether good or bad. You need to trust him. Now, think about your candles. It's a light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. But Jesus also said, you are a light. Let your light shine. Let men see your good works and what, let them glorify your Father who is in heaven.
Amen.
We need to let our light shine. And I lost my light. There it is. Oh, it's not working. Yeah, thanks, Laura. We have but one light and only one. What will you do with it? Will you hide it so no one will know you're a Christian? Or just will you let others know that the Savior has been born?
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, thank you for that, Lord, Father, you announced your son's birth many, many times. You wanted people to know that the Savior is coming and that the Savior has come. May those here without Christ think about that. That the Savior has come. And that He died for them. And Father, for us believers, may we shine the light. May we not hide you. May we not dishonor you. But Father, help us to exalt your Son. In Jesus' name, amen.